Hey everybody, welcome to another bonus episode of Popping Off About Pop Culture. I'm joined by one of my good friends, Megan, and we're here to talk all about the last part of Vanderpump Rules, the last reunion. Megan, how are you? How are you feeling after this whirlwind?
I feel a lot of range of emotions. I am happy that this has come to an end, yet sad that I don't have more stuff to look forward to, if that makes sense.
I feel the same. So when like all the reunion parts were coming out, I just kept thinking like, what am I going to do when this is all over? This is all I've been consuming for literally 3 months. I have been on every Twitter thread. I've listened to every podcast. I've been following everyone on Instagram. Like I have seen it all. We've been in the trenches. But after this last part, I think I am just like so disgusted that I am ready to get off the ride.
Yeah, like I found myself looking at my Instagram feed after the episode, like the next day and today, and any little pop-up that, Page Six or E! News, all of those things that are commenting on all the stuff that came out at part three of the reunion, I just keep scrolling past because I'm like, been there, done that. Like, we know, I'm over
Yes.
it. Like, I am ready for the news cycles to stop with it.
Yes. I mean, it's like, how much more can we find out? How much more can we take?
I
I
still do
just.
feel like there is stuff that we know but isn't confirmed, though.
Right. I mean, I feel like we're always going to feel that way. Will we
Yeah.
know every detail 100%? Probably not. The only
It
people
took us
that.
how? It took us, what, 7 years to get confirmation about Miami
I
Girl?
mean,
So
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
he's gonna have to
So,
get himself wrapped up in another scandal before we get confirmation about, like, what I feel is the real timeline of Tom and Raquel. Or
exactly.
she's going to come out of this like mental health rehab and feel the need to finally tell the truth when she gets like released from like under his thumb, because I still feel
Yeah.
like she's still there a little bit, but like I also feel like it's getting lifted little by little too. So like maybe I think if she was smart, which TBD, she would come out with the full truth to get, a little bit of what Ariana is getting.
Yes, to get some sympathy,
Yeah.
just a little bit, But I know this is like a little dramatic, but after this last part, I was like, kind of emotional because I was just like, I cannot believe that there are really people out here like this that are just so evil and can just do something so heinous to someone that they claim that they love and care about. And like, that's why I'm ready to get off the ride, at least for a little
Yeah.
while. Like, I need a breather. Like, this is like truly distressing me as much as I ate up everything from the past 3 months. It's like,
3 months. Can you believe we found out about this in March?
I. Somehow it feels like just yesterday, but at the same time, like 3 years ago.
Like, I remember the day. I think we talked about this last
Yeah.
bonus.
Yes.
Like, where were you when you found out? But, like, oh my God. Like, what have I actually done and accomplished in my life since then? Nothing, because I've just been so
Lot.
preoccupied. My screen time has gone up an insane amount. My phone needs a break.
Yes. Yeah, literally. Like I gotta take a break. Like I'm gonna end up in a mental health facility if I don't take a break.
My God, all of us Bravo watchers are going to end up there, but then all we're going to do is talk about this. So we're going to
Exactly.
have to like get
So
sent to separate mental health facilities. Oh, but
oh
we
my
should start
God.
talking about the episode itself, right? So it's just part three that we're going to talk about, probably because
Yes.
we're going to end up touching on like other stuff that has happened in like one and two. And we both watched the uncensored. So if you guys are listening and you haven't watched the Peacock version, we might touch on some things that weren't in the other episode. But like, it's a little treat for you that you get
Li
to hear from
listen,
us.
if you're not watching the Pumped Up Edition, I don't know what you're doing. It hits different. It's nothing like the extra scenes are nothing like crazy, but they are
Right.
just like little treats, you know?
Yeah, it's
And
stuff
just
that
to
you're
like,
like, why would they cut that out? Like, why
yeah.
not just make the episode an hour and a half,
I
you
know.
know?
But at the
But
same time, I do love hearing them just being like, fuck you, you stupid fucking bitch. Tom Sandoval, you fucking suck. Like, without it bleeping out every other
yeah.
word. Like, it just hits different.
The uncensored is worth it. The
Yes.
bonus content is like whatever, take it or leave it, but the uncensored of it is so worth it.
Highly agree. That's what everyone else says too. So if you're not on Peacock, get on Peacock,
Yeah.
please.
It's $5 a month. It's worth it.
Or if you're an Xfinity person like myself, you get it for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I ditched cable such a long time ago.
Well, I don't pay the cable bill around here, so
Yeah, so this episode is, interestingly enough, it's part three, but it's the first and only iteration of this reunion that we're getting with Raquel. And to me, I felt like we should have had one part Sheena, two parts Raquel.
yeah, I think it should have been like a half and half thing. Like it's like episode and a half of Sheena,
Yeah.
episode and a half of Raquel.
Like they do lunch and then we get Raquel for half of episode two, at
Yeah.
least.
Yes, that's how I feel should have went as well. But at the same time, I don't know if, I mean,
She did
obviously we're
walk
only,
off at one point, so I don't know if she could have
that was
handled more.
weird though. She just went to like go get a sip of water. She's like, okay, I'm good. It was like she like took a break from like soccer practice or something.
Right. It was kind of, I was kind of like, wait, what provoked her to get up? What's happening right now? Does she think
Yeah.
it's over? Because she might.
She really may have. Oh my God. Okay. But starting at the beginning, when I know that like we knew that she walked out by herself in front of them since we got the trailer, but like it was truly like walking in to, I think a lion's den is like an understatement. Just like
The
seeing
silence
that,
was deafening.
the silence, the way
We only
Ariana just like
heard the
couldn't
clip
even
claps of
look.
her heels.
Yeah, couldn't even look in her direction. She just sat down, was like, hey, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi. What's going on, girl? Anything new?
Yeah.
Like,
He's like, how do you feel? And she's like, ashamed, embarrassed, like all of, you know, the things that she should say and should feel, but the way she says it, I don't feel that she feels that way. I think she is embarrassed that she has to be at the reunion and talk about it.
I,
I don't know that she's
yes.
ashamed of what she actually did. I think she's not ashamed or regretful of sleeping with Tom behind Ariana's back and all of that, because at the end, I think she feels like she got Tom at the end, right? So she won. But I actually do think that she is ashamed and embarrassed by how they handled it, aka covering it up for so long. Which does that make it worse? Because
I
that's the
don't
only thing more
know.
embarrassing?
Because, I mean, like, we'll get into the last 5 minutes,
Yeah.
the bombshell. But I think after the reunion, I mean, she did kind of say it too when her and Tom were, like, when she was changing and stuff, and her and Tom were by themselves.
That was
She,
weird.
that, I hate, well, we'll get into it. I
Weird.
hated that scene.
Yeah.
I hated it. And she's just like seeing it all laid out for me. Like, I don't want to be a person that hurts people. And, like, okay, whether or not we believe that, that's its own separate thing. But I think just like seeing it all laid out for her and then going to do that final interview 6 days later, I think that it just started like clicking a little bit. And I think after the reunion, I mean, this is just like the theories I've been hearing, that Tom like pulled away from her. And so she's like, I'm gonna go tell
Speak
my
my
truth.
truth.
And I am regretful now because look at where I'm at.
Yeah, because she's all alone.
Yeah, she had one
Which
person.
he manipulated her into thinking like he was going to be there for her no matter what. Like, I truly wish that I was a fly on the wall for some of those conversations. I need to see what he does to these women behind closed doors to make them believe his disgusting lies. So, like, wholeheartedly.
I don't listen. How do I put this without like being insensitive? I don't know. I just like cannot wrap my head around the idea of being a 28-year-old full-grown woman who has lived a life. She's had jobs, she's gone to school, she's done all these things before Tom and just had like life experiences. And then to still be able to just like be so easily like manipulated and so impressionable, it's like I'm just like a little over the narrative of people of like us, like we're supposed to treat Raquel like she has the mentality of a 5-year-old, like she's a disabled person,
Right.
and
People
she's
have been saying, like,
not.
she's young. I'm like, no, she's not. You guys are
She,
acting like she's 18.
I,
She's
yes.
28.
If she was 18, I would be more up to be
Yeah.
like, yes, she was manipulated, she was groomed, she was all this. She's a full grown adult.
Right. She
Okay.
made these decisions herself.
She was going to get married and like do adult things, you
I
know?
just don't think that her and James were ever actually going to get married.
No, probably not. But
But that's besides the point. But
yeah.
like, with her, it's like, it's not even. There's another like benefit of the doubt I could give her if this was her very first season on reality TV, one of the most toxic reality TV environments of all time, Vanderpump Rules. But she's been around for a while now. She gets it.
Yes, like
It's her
this
first season
is,
without James, but like,
but so
she still gets it. You know,
right.
James is in the middle of everything all the time. She understands
Right.
what's happening.
Yeah, so I'm just like over that part of it. Like, do I think she was manipulated? Yes, but two things can be true. And she at the same time knew what she was doing. She knew that this was wrong. She knew it was a terrible thing to do to her, to someone who was her best friend and defended her to the death, pretty
Yeah.
much. And
I
yet she
don't.
still went through with it.
Yeah, I just think she doesn't. I don't think that she's ever really had a true friend for her to know how deceitful this was to Ariana. Ariana definitely cared for Raquel like a human being cares for a good friend. And Raquel, you know, she took what Ariana gave her, but what did Raquel give to Ariana throughout that whole friendship, I wonder. So I don't think that Raquel ever experienced the friendship in the way that Ariana did. I'm not, and this isn't a defense of Raquel. I'm just trying to understand her like mentality. Like
Right.
the attention that she was getting from Tom was always going to trump the real raw friendship she was getting from Ariana, because Tom is a man who is giving her the type of attention that she felt validated from. She is just somebody who feels validated by men in like a romantic sexual way. That's how she feels like she's worth something to someone. And it's very unfortunate, but that's just what I think. And like, hopefully this experience will make her grow and understand that that's not the only type of relationship that means something. In fact, friendships can oftentimes mean a lot more than romantic relationships. So I hope for her sake, this creates that sort of like learning path for her, because I just feel like she didn't understand that before. If she comes out of this still not understanding or growing in that way, then I truly don't know what type of person this is. But, you know, I just, and that's not an age thing. I'm not saying she's like young and doesn't understand it, hasn't experienced this. I think that's just like how, as a person, I think that's what she thought like feeling validation was from a man. I think we all see that, right?
I hope so, at least. It's
Yeah.
very painfully obvious.
Yeah.
Do you think that they, meaning like, okay, like do you think Ariana especially was, and Lala, I guess, were too hard on Raquel? Where do you stand
No.
on that? Me neither. Thank you.
I had to stop looking at comments on Instagram. And why I even, I'm not even like a comment girl. Like, I don't look at comment sections. I don't know. The Vanderpump of it all has like taken me there, and it's a dark,
Yeah.
dark dark place. Like, not even just Vanderpump. I've gone to comments on like political stuff and I'm just like, I what am I doing? I
Yeah.
can't do this anymore.
Oh yeah, abort, abort.
but in the Vanderpump stuff, like the number of people, it's like, you know how in like Yelp reviews, like you're more likely to see a negative review than a positive one. The comment people are the negative people. There's not as many positive commenters out there. People that are commenting or saying stuff like Ariana's, oh, get over it. Like everyone's been cheated on, like all this stuff. And it's like that you're too hard on her. It's like, you guys, this happened in March and this reunion was filmed like a week and a half after that. This is fresh. Like when this reunion is happening and being held, this is fresh. And like, I'm so impressed with how much Ariana has progressed in her healing of what happened to her by this point. Like, she, I'd be in bed not going to the reunion.
No,
Like, no.
there's no way.
She's there. She's strong. She's saying everything that she says has thought and meaning to it. She doesn't say anything extra. It's very impressive.
I think so too. I think the way that she was, that she stayed put together for most of the reunion was incredible.
Yeah.
I like, if it was me, I would have just been sobbing the whole time, I
Yeah, the
think,
only
and like trying to fight someone.
right, and the only time she cried was kind of out of happiness over all of the support that she's been getting. That's the only time she cried.
Yes, I am glad that she did kind of break down a little bit, talking about like, I just felt like I had to be babysat because like I couldn't be alone and I
Yeah.
couldn't eat for a week and a half. I couldn't sleep. Like, it was just all of it just piling up. And then, she talks about like the support she's had from all of her family, friends, and all the people online who watch the show. Because I do. Because I don't know. I just feel like I needed to see that because, like, obviously she's living her best life. Like, she's on the cover of Glamour magazine. She
I mean,
just
that
did
Duracell commercial had me
that incredible.
lolling in tears. I was like, this is the biggest like opportunity grasp of a lifetime. Like, where's Bounty? Where, like, what did he even say? The batteries and the
The
toilet
paper towel.
paper. Oh yeah, like we need that was genius. I'm obsessed with it. And like, I was talking to my mom about this, who knows nothing about Vanderpump Rules and has heard about what's going on. And I was just like, she's like all of a sudden, like she's everywhere. Like all she had to do is get cheated on and she's all over the place. It was like, listen, she is saying yes to every single opportunity that comes her way because this attention will go away. You are right. What happened is she got cheated on in a very, very, very public way that none of us can ever imagine. But we are going to eventually not care about that anymore. So, yeah. You say yes
To
to all of
everything.
the ads.
Yes, to
Like,
everything.
you have to. And
If you're
anyone who's
smart.
judging her for doing that, like, shut the fuck up. What would you do? You'd say no to Duracell coming and being like, be in a commercial. I'm going to pay you how much money? I'd
Yeah,
say yes
right?
to it for like $500. And she's probably getting thousands and thousands and thousands.
Yeah, literally. Yes, I heard that she made almost $1 million off of all these brand deals.
Good for her, and she's probably being smart about her money. She's not starting a motherfucking cover band. She's putting it in something about her because she wants to take that shit seriously. The something that happened on one of the other reunions, or the episode two or something, was that they said that the merch that they released for something about her, which they were planning on doing anyways, and decided to release sooner because all of the internet was asking like, "How do we help you?" Because fuck Schwartz and Sandy's. They raised like $200,000 to put into the restaurant because of that merch, because of all of this stuff. It's like really like I'm not a spiritual religious person by any means, but like really you think about this kind of shit and you're like, this really did happen for a reason. Like for it, things are benefiting like Katie too. Let's not sleep on Katie's situation.
Absolutely not. No, I love Katie.
I'm just like they deserve everything that's coming their way post Katie's divorce post Sandoval's cheating. Like they deserve all of this positivity.
Yeah, 100%. But I mean, I am just glad that Ariana showed a little bit of emotion other than anger, because like this was her partner of 9 years. This was someone she considered a best friend. Like it's got to be more than just anger. You know, it's got to be a lot of sadness, you know?
I listened to Andy's radio show like daily, and he has said like she was in the stage of anger for the interview, for the reunion, like, but let's not get it twisted. There was time before that that she was sad, but she's supported. Like, let's not focus on the anger. Like, I felt proud that she was in the anger stage because that was the time that it needed to happen. But yeah, the emotion that she showed was necessary. It's like, okay, especially for the people who are tuning into this, not knowing the history of the Vanderpump Rules, specifically like Ariana and Sandoval, they might think that she is like cold-hearted and doesn't care about it anyways. But it's like, that was a real relationship that we witnessed kind of from start to finish. So obviously this is heartbreaking for her, but it is nice that she was in the anger stage at the reunion because he deserved what was coming. So did Raquel.
Her telling Raquel that she hopes Charlotte haunts her was one of, if not, you know what? It was better than Poo Poo Heads. It was a better line than Poo Poo Heads.
Heads wasn't even that funny. I'm sorry. I'm a James Kennedy like till I die, until maybe in a few years when we're talking shit about him for all the stuff
Yeah,
he's done.
right.
I don't
His
know.
time will come.
Right. But like the Poo Poo Heads, I was like, that was stupid. But Ariana, I'd be like, you're a Dementor. I know you love Harry Potter. It's like so
So
good.
good.
Because it was so like, Raquel, you think that you're like that, really hot girl who's like, oh, I'm quirky because I like Harry Potter. It's like everyone fucking loves Harry Potter. You're not special.
Oh my God. But I am so glad that you also don't think that she was too hard on Raquel, because a lot of people are still just like with that whole narrative, like she was manipulated. Like, can you imagine being screamed at about how horrible of a person you are for hours on end? No, that's why I'm not a bad person.
Right.
That's why I don't do these things.
Right.
That's
I
why I
think.
don't do things that have consequences like this.
Right. One thing I will say, so after the, quote unquote bombshell, which obviously we'll get to later, like I did start to think about it a little bit differently. Like I've always been, I'm never forgiving Sandoval. And then with Raquel, I've always been like, she terrifies me because I don't understand her. Like, I don't even know if I hate her because I just truly am confused by her. But the bombshell stuff had me thinking like she truly is just so emotionally immature and doesn't know what the fuck she was like getting herself into or something. And then when she was into it, it was too late. And all she cared about was the attention she was getting from Sandoval and the words that were coming out of his mouth. And that's the only story that that she heard was his version. And like all of that stuff. So like there is a little bit of like, I don't even know what the word is because it's not sympathy, it's not empathy, it's not understanding. It's just, it emphasizes more to me that this is 90%, 80, 75% Sandoval's fault.
I can agree with that. Yes, I can agree with that. I mean, obviously it takes two to tango, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but Raquel is terrifying to me. I
Scary.
something is not clicking upstairs, and that's why she's in this mental health facility. So stay put, girly, until it's time to come out, because I am so scared of her.
I want to know like what mental health facility she's in, not because like for stalking purposes I want her to have her privacy and whatever, but like I just genuinely want to know like what type of treatment is she getting for this? Like what type of, because it's not like Girl Interrupted. But it's like
It is just, I don't know. You know, I'm not gonna like make assumptions, but it is just something, just the way she is so void of emotion is scary to me. So,
But
so scary. And then when she is crying in like the last interview with the last 5 minutes, it also just seems very fake to me.
the crying didn't seem fake to me, and my only way of like putting this together in my mind, I think just out of human decency or like something, I truly don't know, is like that she was able to do that because Sandoval wasn't there. And the whole reunion, Sandoval's there and it's like Stockholm syndrome.
It is.
It's like her captor is there and she's afraid to go against it because then what's going to happen? Everyone else already hates her. She can't betray him because then what's she left with? And it's like, there's that moment where, like, I can't believe they decided to still lie about stuff. Like, that I don't fucking understand. Like, just tell the whole fucking truth at this point. But when Andy said, "Did you ever have sex in your house, like Sandoval and Ariana's house?" And he said, "Absolutely not." It cuts to Raquel, who is like, she has like she I, she feels uncomfortable with the lie, you know. It's like, and I noticed that before I saw the last 5 minutes, was like, well, she knows he's lying, and like she doesn't like that she has to keep lying about this.
I just like imagine the weeks leading up to the reunion. I imagine Sandoval like literally pulling out a whiteboard and she's like sitting down like she's in school and he's like writing out like notes like this is like if this happens,
Literally
here's what
like
you
what he did
say.
at Schwartz's house, which was like, don't make out with Raquel. Remember that scene?
When he wrote it on like his fridge.
I literally wrote it on the
That is literally what I'm imagining. And he's just like
whiteboard.
playing out like he's like, okay, so like this scenario, we're gonna do this. Like he's got like flashcards. Like, okay,
If Lala
if
comes
Lala,
at
if
you for being a mistress, this is what you say.
yeah, then like
If,
yes, like what
yeah.
do we say when James says this? And then she's like it's just like
And how does he
regurgitating
respect
what he's
Raquel
telling
of all
her.
people to keep that fucking shit together? You
I
know,
yeah.
I wouldn't be able to. Like,
No.
at a certain point, a human is not going to, well, I guess humans aside from Sandoval are not going to be able to keep up with this lie for their own literal health. Like, and what I just don't understand, like Sandoval can say all he wants, like I'm lying for the sake of like Ariana to not hurt her anymore. But I don't think any new information is going to hurt her more. I really don't. He could say, you know what, me and Raquel actually started hooking up before James and her got engaged. And Ariana be like,
It's
that
like the
makes me
damage is
happier that
done.
I'm not with you. You know, like it's just she's fine. And I think the problem, it's more hurtful to her that he keeps lying because she's like, oh my God, I was with this like pathological liar. This is insane that he's still lying. So what else was he lying to me about this entire relationship? If he had just been truthful with everything, I think we would all still hate him, but it would be like, at least he's fucking telling the truth. And that's what I think we can all get on board with like, that's why Jax is different than Tom.
They're both
Jax?
terrible.
Yes.
Don't get us wrong.
Okay. That's why they're different. I don't know if I said that's why he's better, but no one's good in that situation. But that's why all of the situations that Jax was in are different because that's a lot of the comments that I'm seeing. Is like, well, what about Jackson Kristen? Like, no. Like, no one was coming at them for this. It's like, well, yeah, Kristen went through motherfucking hell.
Kristen spent, what was it, 3 seasons trying to win back the hearts of everyone on the show and America?
Yeah. And
Like, she
then
went through
eventually became
3 years
friends with
of
Ariana.
that.
Yeah. She paid her dues.
She did.
And it was different because that was just sex that wasn't emotional. And they told the full truth.
And, I mean, still terrible, but Jax and Stassi were broken up. You
Yeah,
know?
but
And
Raquel
Tom
and
and
James were
Kristen
broken up.
were, was that ever really a relationship when we were like when the
Right.
show started?
Since cameras went up, I think it should have been done before them. But to that point, I mean, Yeah, Stassi and Jax were broken up, but so were Raquel and James. So it's
Yeah,
equal amounts of like
you're right. Yeah.
relationship happening. And yes, like Sandoval and Ariana were not as toxic, at least what we saw on camera.
Yeah.
But it is different because of the truth. We know
Yeah.
the truth versus all these lies that we are like, we're never gonna know. And it's just like I have to keep going back to Miami Girl. Like that's finding out the truth 7 years later is like, that's why you motherfucking suck. Like we're never gonna believe you.
Yeah.
You are incapable of telling the full truth.
Right. Yeah. Truly. Lala. A lot of people also have a lot of thoughts about Lala. I also don't think she was too hard on Raquel. I think that is just who Lala is. Lala is fierce. She is harsh. And if you don't like what she has to say, then sorry about it. I think I no, I know. If this never happened, Lala would look awful. She would look terrible.
So bad.
She would like put st like season one Stassi to shame.
Yeah,
Like
she said
how,
that too herself.
yeah.
She's been like had this, she's like on a podcast. I think she was on Jeff Lewis Live. And she was like, had that scandal not happened, you best believe I would be villain written all over me for the
Right.
way that I treated Raquel. But it just so happens that I was proven right.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that she has really any say in this, given that her and James hooked up when he was still with Raquel and the Randall of it all?
So the Lala stuff is where I have a little bit of a hard time because even knowing everything that has gone on with Raquel and Sandoval, when Raquel or Lala dropped the bomb to Raquel about her sleeping with James when they were still together, and then a week later, or maybe even days later, I don't know how filming schedule worked, Lala being like, you got to get over it. Wasn't fair because that was brand new information to Raquel, so she does it is fair to have time to process that. Was she already sleeping with Tom? I don't know.
That when she said get over it, that was the day or two before
They
she
before.
left. So she wasn't sleeping with Tom yet, because then the day after she went to the Mahjong,
Right. So
that was boys' night.
according to their structured timeline that they have figured out themselves, which I'll never know is true or not. Let's just go off of that being true for the purpose of this conversation. I thought that was wrong
Yeah.
because I think it's very fair for Raquel to have more than a few days to process that information.
Right.
The mistress stuff, like, listen, Vanderpump is one of the things that I rewatch the most, and I rewatch
Same.
a lot of shit. Those seasons, like 4 and 5 of Lala and Randall, like her keeping him under wraps, is all very sketchy. And like, no matter how you cut it, it looks like she knows what's going on and she's hiding it. But I'm not Lala. I don't live her life. I don't know. I'm sure she was lied to. And all this stuff, but like she was still hiding stuff. Like she still knew somewhere deep down inside she was doing something wrong. You know?
Yes. Yeah. I think like the by definition, was she a mistress?
Yeah.
Yes. But if it's not black and white, I
Right. It's like,
don't
how
think she
much did she
was.
know?
Yeah, I do think she was manipulated. I do think she was lied to heavily. So I do believe her on that front, but like you said, like when the relationship first started, I think she has some suspicions that she kind of just pushed to the side, where she was like, he's not, like, I can't go over his house. That's weird. But he's buying me all these things. He's FaceTiming his kids next to me. He's
Yeah.
doing all these things for me, with me. And so I think that she had her suspicions, but again, she was just another woman who was
Yeah,
manipulated.
you're gonna believe what you want to believe, right? When the man that you love is telling you stuff. Just to play devil's advocate here, I see correlations to Raquel and Sandoval in that. Like Sandoval was definitely telling Raquel, I've tried to break up with her so many times and she won't let me. That's not the motherfucking truth. You
No.
having a difficult conversation with Ariana and resolving it in a way that, like, you're either leaving it open-ended or something, but you didn't break up with her.
Right.
So what Sandoval's telling Raquel is lies and manipulation to get Raquel to keep, doing what she's doing with Sandoval, which I think is similar, not the exact same thing, to what Randall was doing with Lala. The difference is that Lala wasn't hanging out all the fucking time with Amber, his ex-wife,
Yeah,
whereas
right.
Raquel is hanging out with Ariana all the fucking time. They're clearly still in a relationship. That's not something like he can lie to you about it, but then you can see that that's a lie in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, there's a huge difference there. But I do see similarities, and but I don't think that. But I appreciate Lala for sticking up for Ariana and the whole situation still, you know?
I do too. I've always had like a pretty love-hate relationship with Lala. I say relationship like we're actually friends in real
You
life,
are.
but I just always had those like feelings toward her. Just it really just like depended on maybe even like scene to scene. But this reunion, I was glad that she was just not letting Sandoval get away with anything.
Yeah.
She and I think it was in the last part where she was like, I trigger him because I see him exactly for who he is. And that's so true because
Yeah.
he always gets the most mad at Lala besides James, whatever. Because James truly was just there for comedic relief, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm grateful for because obviously this was very heavy, very intense, and I'm glad he could just like whip out the like little poo-poo head comment and
I'm
like
going to time out. That actually made me
yes.
laugh.
You know what made me laugh really hard was when they started
Oh,
like
I know what
getting
you're going
into
to
like
say.
how the affair all happened. Like they brought up the Abbey and he like got up and started imitating how Tom dances.
Yes, that was because it was perfect. It was
Oh, it
like
was
that I'm
so
Michael
good.
Jackson, like, meh, shit.
Yes. Oh, it was so
James
good.
had so many funny moments when he, I don't know, the third time he got up and like walked off of stage. The producers were like, yo, like, you gotta stop doing this. He's like, I know, mate, but he keeps getting me agitated, and then I keep leaving, and then I get so angry, and then I have to pee. It's like, this is fucking hilarious. But you know what was like maybe one of my favorite things just all throughout the reunion in general is how good like Lala and Katie and Ariana's burns were. And how bad Sandoval's were.
Because, okay, Sandoval, the only thing he can say that's like audible is what the fuck and fuck you and dude, I'd like dude that and just like a bunch of like
Yeah,
nonsense.
wow. I
But
literally just
when
felt like I
he,
was in a Zoom with Sandoval
oh
the way
yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But when he says like the comment in part two, like, oh yeah, Lala, you ripped your IUD out the day that you found out Stassi was pregnant, or the comment about Ariana wearing her t-shirt when they were having
Oh my
sex.
God.
He only says that under his breath because he's scared. Deep down, he's scared of like just say it. Like, because you're mic'd up. We can hear
Yeah.
you.
I think he says that under his breath because that's how he actually fucking feels. And that's
Yes.
like less rehearsed, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of the stuff he's saying when it's like Andy asking him a direct question is a rehearsed kind of like in his head answer, knowing that he was going to get a question like that. Those little offhand under his breath comments are stuff he's like not able to control and just comes out. It reminds me of maybe last season when Schwartz went off on Katie and said all these disgusting things. I was like, this is why I don't have sex with you. What? You're disgusting.
Oh.
Like all this stuff. And like and then everyone was kind of like, yo, like calm down, like you're on camera, like you're actually saying this to the TV now. Like
Yeah.
that's what it reminds me of. And it gives me this little inside view of like Ariana dealt with that kind of shit a lot.
Yeah.
Those kinds of comments.
Right. And I meant he was scared in a way that, like, he was gonna. I mean, not that there's, like, even a facade anymore, but just to, like, unveil the facade that he's, like, trying to keep on. That he's, like, deep down, he's a nice guy. He just made a mistake. He's only human.
That's so fucking, that's such fucking bullshit.
Yes, but it's.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Let's talk about Lisa. Lisa, okay, I think this was only in the pumped up edition when she went and talked to Tom backstage.
It was.
I hated that
And
because.
that's why that whole thing at the end happened. 'Cause Lisa told him, like, you need to have more emotion.
Yeah, he would never have done that if she didn't go give him a pep talk. Yeah, he started crying in part one, but like everyone was quick to be like, shut the fuck up. We're not doing the tears right now. But just to like, listen, I know that Lisa has some things at stake here because she's tied to Tom Tom. I mean, that's solely her business now. They don't even have a stake in that anymore. But it's still, they're still affiliated with it. It's she has a long running history with both of the Toms and everyone else on the show, besides Raquel at that point. But I hated the way that she was so, I don't want to say she was so sympathetic, but she was way easier on Tom than she was on Raquel and Lala.
Yeah, what the fuck was up with that? This has been her MO since the beginning, though. Like, I think that Lisa thinks, first of all, she has some internal misogyny that like needs to be worked out. But
Yes.
she also thinks that her show is based around the guys because she was always defending Jax. She's now defending Tom. She's always defended little Schwartzy.
Yeah, right.
Like, she thinks that the men are the bread and butter, but what she does, she's not caught up with the rest of the world now, where season 10 is about the women. And we want to follow the women and we care about the women and we're done with those men.
Yes.
You know?
Even when they started talking about the Oliver thing and they went more in depth with it on the Pumped Up edition, she was going so hard at Lala. She was like, just everything that came out of Lala's mouth, she was just like contradicting it
Yeah.
and talking about how great of a guy Oliver is.
Because he's
I
an
only know what,
exemplary
yeah.
employee. I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? He's
Yeah,
a good waiter.
sure. Yeah, he could be a great server, a great
What does that
employee.
have to do with him being a husband
Yeah,
and a truth
exactly.
teller? He's probably lying to all your
Exactly.
customers saying that the food is great.
Yeah,
Listen, I've never been there. I have no idea, but
I can afford
I've heard through
it.
the grapevine that the Vanderpump establishments are disgusting food, minus Tom Tom. I've heard that's actually very good.
Well, the more you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the way she was just going in on Lala and just giving so much more heat to Raquel than she gave Tom. I don't understand it. I didn't like it. And I wanted Lisa to just sit back and listen, except for when they brought up the the Halloween costume, which I'm
That was
glad that they
funny.
did. And Lisa was like, what? That is bizarre. You dress up like Raquel? And he was like, yeah. She's like, that is truly the craziest thing I've
Yeah.
ever heard.
Why would you do
Out of
that?
everything
But
that's been
why would you
going
do
on
any of it? But
today,
why would you do that? It's
yeah,
like,
out of everything she heard that day, that was the
but
craziest
what she
thing.
didn't point out about that was even more fucked up was acknowledging, and you let Ariana help you with that? Like, I wish she had gone just a little bit further and like said that too, because that's a hugely fucked up part of that whole thing, right? Like, not only are you just advertising this shit to the world and like it's a funny little joke between you two, but like Ariana helped you with that costume and probably had like a fun time with it, just like you guys did. And like all along, you guys are like snickering behind closed doors
Yeah.
that Ariana has no idea.
Yeah. It's gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I just like even like Lisa never really spoke up for Ariana. It was always
Never.
like, but Ariana, like, see this side and maybe just take a step back and look at this. No, there's nothing to
She
there's not another
never.
side to see. There's only one right side
Like,
to
I
be
don't
on
even think
here.
that Lisa said anything much to Ariana at all, except for when Ariana said, like, she might have a hard time confiding in Lisa if she's still partners with Tom. And Lisa has a problem with that. And she's like, but we're close. Like, if it's a matter of friendship, like, how do you feel about that? It's like, and you could tell Ariana was just like, fine, whatever.
Yeah,
Like,
I
I'm
mean,
just.
what did she expect? Like, if
What she
she's
probably
around
expects is how the
Tom.
rest of the show has gone this whole time, where it's like everything is eventually fine. But like, I don't know. The last time somebody fucked up this bad, she kicked her off the show, basically. Or like, she kicked her out of a restaurant, hoping that she would get off the show. Kristen. Like,
Yeah.
LVP has had it, like, something about Kristen this entire time, which is, I don't understand it, but it's like,
Yeah, me either.
you love Jax, but you hate Kristen, and they did the same thing. It's, she has so much misogyny in her. It's wild.
Yeah, we could really dive deep into that, but
Yeah. I just wish she wasn't there. Like, we really didn't need Lisa at this
I don't think she needed to be
reunion.
there the whole time.
You know? Yeah, she could have come for like a bit.
Yeah, she could have just went and sat in the trailer with
Yeah.
Sheena, you know,
Yeah.
and
It
drink
wasn't a
another.
reunion that needed her, because we're not actually talking about this season. Like, we
Yeah.
talked a little bit about Schwartz and Raquel's kiss. I'm so glad that everybody is on the same page that like Katie did not overreact about any of that stuff.
Yeah. Which I Schwartz putting his head in his hands. He like, 'cause that was after Tom
This.
Sandoval made the t-shirt
Yeah.
comment. I feel like that was so telling. I just feel like, first of all, very relatable. Second of all, just like very
Wait, what's
telling.
relatable about it? The Schwartz
Oh,
or the
Schwartz
t-shirt?
just like just going just like putting his head in his hands and being like, what the fuck are you saying? But I just feel like it was telling because I don't know if you've like, I'm sure you have like read that he's taking a break from talking to Sandoval.
Yeah, he was on the Jackson Brittany podcast, which I
Yes.
refuse to listen to, but I'm fine to get little like snippets of it.
Same. I listened to the first episode. It's really fucking
I
stupid.
can't
Don't
listen
waste your
to
time.
Brittany's voice.
It's,
I
yes.
hate Brittany.
Do you?
I never liked Brittany.
I'm pretty indifferent to Britney, to be honest, but
Yes,
whatever.
for another
That's, yeah.
podcast.
This is neither here nor there. But yeah, I just feel like that the body language was just so telling, just being like, he really fucked up. He fucked me. He fucked our friends. He fucked I'm not
Literally.
yeah, lit yeah,
Yeah.
literally. But yeah, just that moment. And then I want to know what he thinks post reunion premiere. Because he didn't know that all this stuff happened, like with Mexico and, you know, just like the rest of us. So, like, what is he thinking now? Like, Tom lied to me too?
Yeah. I hope that's what he's thinking.
Or did Schwartz actually know all of that? And now he's in a worse position because he looks like even more of a liar. I don't know.
I have been. So let's just talk about the whole conversation around Schwartz in this whole thing. A lot of people are hating on him so hard because he knew. That's not my biggest problem with Schwartz. So I'm like happy to just like put that to the side. Like, that's not the worst thing that we've seen Schwartz do. So why the fuck do we all care about that all of a sudden? Like,
Yeah, I mean, I definitely care because,
right.
like, you were an accomplice in this to some degree. But
But
okay.
I guess what my question is to like the world, if your best friend is doing something, are you, what, at what point do you completely blow up their spot and are ready to just stop that friendship from continuing in your life ever. Like,
Yeah, I
I
mean,
have to, like, if you put yourself in his position a little bit, and listen, you guys, I've never liked Schwartz, so this is weird for me to even be coming to any sort of defense for him, but I just want to put to rest this whole thing that he's, it's almost like people are coming for him more than Raquel, and that's bothering me.
yeah.
Like, he's put in a tough position, and there's no denying that. And he's defending his friend, or like keeping a secret for his friend. And, you know, he says that he was telling Sandoval what he needs to do, like how often he did that and how serious that was. Like, we'll never know. But that's a really, really, really tough position to be in. And like, I just think if my best friend, I've never even had a friend that is like so best friendy like him and Schwartz have been, or Sandoval have
No.
been. So I
That
don't
will
know.
be, yeah, that will be the relationship that lasts the longest from the show.
And I
They
think
will ride
it's,
off in the sunset
I
together.
hope that it's over.
I don't know about
I
that.
really hope so. Like, I'm glad that he's like saying that he's taking a break. I think that he's seeing the repercussions of, you know, guilty by association for once.
But
Like,
can I? Yeah, I just. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I feel a little bit of sympathy for Schwartz in the situation, because he said during this whole time, okay, obviously they got the bar, whatever. They have the bar. But then he was like going bankrupt, like his dad was getting sick, like he wasn't no he didn't know like
brother's like in
if his
rehab,
yeah like he didn't know like if
got a
his
divorce.
yes he got a divorce, like there was so much heavy shit going on with him personally that
Do you
he
think
was
that Sandoval was ever caring about any of that stuff that was going on?
probably not genuinely no because he was wrapped up in his own little world, you know. But I just feel like Schwartz probably did tell Sandoval what to do. Here's how you do it. And he didn't like put a timeline on it. I don't think. But he was probably just like, I told you what to do. Do what you want with it. I have a huge pile of shit I have to deal with over here with my family, my finances, my divorce. Like, you're on your own, kind of a thing. And that's my take on it. Am I that's why I have like a little bit of sympathy for him at the end of the day. I know that that everyone is like a Schwartz apologist and like, why don't we ever blame Schwartz for anything? But like, I don't know. In this
The
situation,
thing is that we do, like, well, we
I
do.
do.
But he's never really gotten consequences for it, and he finally has by Katie divorcing him. Thank fucking God. But what I hate to believe, because it's probably very true, is that when he's telling Sandoval like to tell the truth and to come clean and tell Ariana, I bet he's doing it in a very Schwartz way. He's like, just tell her you made out. Just tell her all you did was make out. Because
But
that's what he
dude,
used to do to
like,
Katie. The way the number of times that man has just made out with somebody as an adult man is fucking insane. He's fucked every single one of those girls that he said he made out with. Let's be real.
100%. But we'll never know the
But
truth about that. And I don't really care at this point.
me neither, and neither does Katie, and thank God.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, so that's just my soapbox about Schwartz stuff is like, let's not focus on that so much. And like, if you guys weren't there to bash him when he was cheating on Katie all of those fucking times, then don't come around here bashing him now.
Right. And there you have it. Before we get into the last 5 minutes, I just really want to quickly talk about that scene where Raquel and Tom were by themselves in the dressing room.
What?
So I
Literally
just said ew,
chills because
ew,
it's like
ew.
so weird.
It was just seeing them, like seeing her wipe like the chips of the white nail polish off his face, which I'm pretty sure it's what it was because I saw it
Oh
up
my God, that
close.
is what it was, wasn't it? I was so
Yes.
confused about what that
Me
was.
too, but then when I watched the pumped up edition, I was like, that's the white nail
He was
polish.
probably like stress picking at his nails and then wiping his face.
Because you know he runs his hand through.
Oh,
Yes.
because I was like, are those like big beads of sweat? Like, what is that on his face? Because I didn't see him wipe it with a paper towel. Like, what is that? Oh my God,
Yeah.
it was his nail polish. Which, by the way, he's like ruined white nail polish for women all over the
For
world.
everyone.
I've never done that because I'm pretty pale, but I do feel bad for all of my tan girlies out there who can't go get a white manicure.
Sorry. Rip to the white nail polish.
R.I.P. I know OPI needs just like they just need to not come out with it anymore. Oh my
Yeah,
God. What a good marketing opportunity for nail polish companies to
no.
like release like a hashtag team Ariana line and like it just has no white nail polish in it.
Yeah, it's all just like bright, vibrant
Colors.
colors or
Yeah.
something. Yeah. But just to like see them just act so comfortable, like so boyfriend, girlfriendy.
Ew.
Oh my God, I hated it. And oh God, and
But there's
she,
still no chemistry. Do you feel
no,
chemistry between them?
I feel chemistry from Raquel's side. I feel nothing from Tom.
I don't even feel chemistry from Raquel's side, but again, she's still somebody I'm trying to figure out. So, like, I don't feel emotion, love. I've never understood, seriously, before this, I've never understood Sheena's friendship towards her.
Oh no, me neither.
I'm like, I
Yeah.
need to see more scenes of them because why are they so? Why did, I mean, Sheena's best friends with everybody, so like, I don't know. But
Right.
like, the chemistry is there's just such a lack of it. And like, I hate to keep going back to this, but when basically the same thing was happening with Sandoval and Kristen and Ariana, we all knew Sandoval and Ariana were like, gonna go the
Yeah.
long haul with this because there was
Yes.
so much chemistry there. And I was like, I can't even blame Kristen for feeling this way. I would feel this way if
Yeah.
my man was like friends with that hot piece of ass and like had that cute little
Like
friendship where they joke with
jokey.
each other. I'd be like,
Yes.
I'd be so insecure about it because there's a reason to be. With Raquel, it's like there's that's not there. So I'm still very confused about the whole thing.
See, I think that that her scenes with Tom, like in the finale and during this part of the reunion, are like some of the only times I've seen like real genuine
Okay. Because they
emotion
like
from
let their
her.
guard down, kind of.
Yeah, like it
Yeah.
just seems like she is just so infatuated with him. It's so weird.
You know what
And
is weird now that you say that? It's almost like her voice wasn't shaky when she was talking to Tom back then, and like, or back in that little room. And it's like, is that the real Raquel? And like, she is that way with Tom because we've always seen her just be like shaky and nervous and shit. And it's like she kind of wasn't that way. And she was like joking about how James said that like Allie was an upgrade. And she was like, well, he's kind of right. She
I
is now.
hated that. Just the way that they were joking about
Yeah.
it. I'm like, this is not time for laughs.
Right. Also, by the way, Raquel's dress was a skirt and a top.
That may have been the most shocking part of all
That's
of
the big
this.
reveal. That's the big
That was the
reveal.
bombshell right there, was when she took off the bottom half. And I
Was
was
like,
like,
wait, what is
wait
she
a minute.
doing? What is she holding? Was she putting on a tank top? Oh my God, is she still wearing half of her dress? Did she cut it off?
Yeah.
Like, it was so confusing to me. And I was like, it's a shirt and a top. How the fuck did that work?
Yeah.
And why did she even decide to do that? And what is her obsession with mint green?
She loves earth tone. She's an earth tone girly, so.
Ugh. But yeah, that was just so creepy when he started laughing and giggling and they laughed and giggled together. I was like, did you guys not, are you guys not affected at all by what just fucking was earth shattering? Like,
No, they're not.
they're
At
not.
least,
They're just happy it's over.
yeah, I think in that moment, Raquel was happy it's over. But then I think as the days went on, it started getting to her.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that comment that she was like, oh, I guess like Allie is upgrade now. I was listening to comments by celebs, and they were
Yeah.
talking about that. And they were like, the way that that is like the only takeaway Raquel had from that, just like
Selfish.
what she was literally pummeled with insult after insult for we don't even know how many hours straight because we only saw an hour
Yeah.
of it. And
I'm
the
gonna say like
only thing,
17. Like, I don't fucking know. Yeah.
and the only thing she took away from that was what James said to her, just further proves that her self-worth is based on male validation and what men say about
Yeah,
her.
she needs some real work on that. And like, how much can you change as a 28-year-old?
I mean,
I know that
yes.
there's change that can happen, but
Yeah.
like, that's gonna be embedded in you forever.
Like as far as like your character, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Like, you're gonna have to actively try to not do that all the time. And
Yeah.
you have to want to not do that in
Right.
order for you to change. Like, I just, with those people, like,
Yeah.
in him laughing, I'm like, you can laugh.
I
You can
know.
laugh, so you don't care. I'm
No.
just like, Sandoval's obviously the most disgusting. Raquel did so much damage and has such a part in it as well, but I have a hard time not focusing on Sandoval because I think even Ariana knows it now. She's like, he did the same thing to me when he was
Yeah.
with Kristen. And like, not to the same degree because I don't know why. Maybe to the same degree. Like, I guess maybe we'll never know because it didn't, like, the whole we made out of the golden nugget, like, they probably did more than that. Like, but wouldn't, I feel like even Ariana at this point would come out and be
I
like,
feel like, yeah, I know a lot of people are like, no, we all know they fucked, but let's never say it. I feel like at this point they would have said it.
she would have said it.
Yeah,
And
like
maybe
there's
she
nothing to
has
lose.
two Kristen, right? Like, maybe she has two Kristen, but they're fine now. They're close. They're good. Like, but that, because Kristen tried to apologize for like 2.5 seasons.
Yeah.
Raquel's not going to do that. But so, I don't know, the big reveal.
Yeah. So
What were your theories before we talk about what really happened?
I heard a lot of different theories. My theory was that like I think yeah, I told you this that like Raquel got pregnant somewhere along the way and had an abortion. I don't know why
Yeah.
that was just some because I was thinking like a huge bombshell. The cast is not gonna want to come back. Like, what could it be? So I solved like the most extreme thing possible. And then what I was hearing from like just being on the internet was it was that this all started before when she was still with James
A lot of people
and
are really focused on when Raquel cut her hair, which is really funny because remember how like amped he was when Ariana cut her
yeah.
hair?
Oh yeah, okay. So I mean, I guess if we're putting puzzle pieces together like that, then
Yeah.
you know,
He
I
would be
guess I
like, I just masturbate to her haircut.
yeah. Ew. Fucking weirdo. And then another theory I thought or that I heard that I thought was really possible and like the most believable was that when Andy asked, "Are you guys in love?" that Raquel was gonna say yes and Tom was gonna say no. And that's like why she started like really spiraling. Obviously,
That
that
would have
didn't
made the
happen.
most sense to me, I think.
Yeah,
But that
like
wouldn't have
that.
been a bombshell. Like, I guess
I don't
nothing would
like,
have been a bombshell to me.
yeah, I don't like that they like made it like the bombshell was the delivery of it all and the fact that she was that she's defying Tom. That was really the big reveal.
And, like, maybe that's what they mean. Is
But
that like
it
she's
was marketed
finally
as like
like,
new information, you know?
right? And it's
Like
like,
she got
well,
everyone, yeah.
have you guys like, and they marketed it as that after all of these podcasts have come out. Like, Ariana herself has said, like, proof of he, you know, came out of her room at our in our house in our guest room at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I asked him what he was doing in there, and said he was giving her water. And I'm like, the bitch is 28, she can't get her own water.
Yeah.
Like, all these things, it's like, so we knew these things already, so that's not surprising. But for me, and I'm not even going to call it a bombshell, but it was just like Raquel has emotion over it and she feels bad, and she I think maybe less that she feels bad for what she did to Ariana, but feels betrayed by Tom that she was put in
Yes.
a position that she had to lie.
Well, because I mean, I think also another moment when maybe Raquel was like, huh, this guy was not only lying to Ariana, but he's also kind of lying to me, was that in the first part when she's watching from the trailer and Sheena's talking about like, yeah, like back in January, Ariana told me that everything was good between them. They were communicating really well. They were having sex more frequently. Like things were in a good place. And then you saw Raquel in the trailer be like, wait a second. Like that's not what he told me.
And then when she brought that up to him, that's when he threw a little hissy fit and wanted to talk off camera.
Yes.
That was so
Yeah.
interesting.
So I just think that things just like started to come together for Raquel. At least like there was like a moment. I don't know. Maybe I'm giving him too much
Yeah.
credit. I don't know.
Well, I think it's okay to give her a little bit of credit about coming around to like a better side, right? Like, are we just supposed to hate her forever, even if she tries to change? Because we have forgiven other people on this show. And I'm not sitting here like, I'm not, prepping my survivor pack to like forgive Raquel against everybody who's not. I'm just saying, like, I can see her putting in more effort to look back on what she's done and how it's affected people compared to Sandoval. Because I think he's been aware of how it's affecting people this entire time. And yeah, it's hard for us to understand Raquel because she definitely doesn't understand life and relationships like most human beings do, right? Specifically, you and me. And I assume most people listening to this.
Yes.
But like, if she's gonna put in the work to reflect and understand how much she fucked up, as long as she doesn't come back like thinking that her and Ariana are gonna like be besties, then I'm willing to like hear what she has to say. If I was Raquel, I wouldn't be in this position, but let's say I was. I would come back, realize Tom Sandoval ain't shit, and he doesn't think I'm shit either because he's in his rock star era, quote unquote.
Ugh.
He's just gonna go fuck around with anybody that he wants to, and probably already is. And even if he's not, he's gonna fuck around on me eventually. I would take that money and do a one-on-one interview and spill the whole tea.
I would as well. I do like a full Oprah style sit down with Andy Cohen
Yeah.
and we just dive deep into it.
And do the whole truth because I think she would tell the truth if it wasn't for him. Because when Ariana called her, when Ariana first found out, Raquel didn't have the chance to get coached by Tom. And was like, yeah, we've been sleeping together for 7 months. Like, just straight up told Ariana. And Ariana said, thank you for telling me because he never would.
Yeah, it's true.
And then there was all this time for her to get coached by him and him probably say stuff like, it's better for you for the show if like we say
Yeah.
this and
Again,
like
like
all of
taking
this
her
stuff.
notes, looking at her
Yeah.
flashcards,
And
like,
so she's like, oh, okay. Because she is impressionable. I'm not
yes.
saying she's young. She is impressionable with this whole thing. So, Raquel, honestly, like, happy healing. I hope you come back a new person or at least like with a different perspective. But the only way I am going to like listen to what she has to say is if she completely ditches Tom and says, fuck that. You were bad for me. You're dangerous. He is
He
dangerous.
is. Okay. Lisa jumping down Lala's throat saying, you can't say he's dangerous. You can't say he's like Randall. Not saying that he's going to scam people out of their money or he's going to like be a fucking creep to
He's not gonna
No.
murder people, but he's dangerous to people's like mental health, friendships,
Yes.
relationships, because he's manipulative and sociopathic.
Someone that can lay next to their partner every night and do the things that he did without any remorse and just go along, just like go about his day every day up until getting caught is dangerous.
Yeah.
That is a psychopath, a
And then to try
sociopath.
to turn it on Ariana, like the number of times he's tried to put blame on her for not knowing. Like,
Truly,
I'm
like,
sorry. She is the golden girlfriend who believes every word that you say, because that's what we're supposed to do as loyal girlfriends. I question you. I say, what were you doing last night? Why didn't you come home until, I don't know, 6 a.m. this morning? I was at Schwartz's. Oh, okay. I'm gonna believe you because I fucking love you and I fucking trust you. Why am I the villain, or why am I wrong in believing you? And how are you not understanding that you're wrong for lying and making me believe your lie? Like, he doesn't understand that. He doesn't understand that he's the bad guy for lying. She's not the bad guy for believing his lie. It's wild.
Wild is an understatement.
Yeah, there's
But like,
literally a new word needs to be created for how absurd that ideation is for him.
it's truly just him like grasping at straws, though, you know, just like just something for him to say, really.
But don't you think that if he really just came clean, we would all be better? I'm not saying we would forgive him, but it's like if he just right off the bat was like, this is what happened, and told the full fucking truth and nothing but the truth, that we would have a little bit more respect for him.
A little bit, just because we're kind of like doing that with Jax now, where it's like, well, he did all these terrible things, but at the end of the day, he did come clean and he did tell the whole truth.
But we did it back then with Jax
Yeah, that's what
too.
I mean. Like, that's, but people are like still bringing that up now. They're like still using it as like, oh, I mean, Jax did own up to his shit. Like, we even like down to the detail of Drive was playing in the background while him and Kristen were having sex.
I'm obsessed with the fact that the movie Drive, which did like nothing in the box office, has so much meaning to the Bravo community. When I first started dating my boyfriend, we were like drunk at his house one day, and he's like, let's put a movie on. And I'm like, have you ever seen Drive? And he's like, yeah, that fucking stupid movie. I'm like, yeah, I've never seen it. Let's put it on. Because I've never seen it. And I like desperately want to watch Drive. He's like, what the fuck is your obsession with Drive? And I'm like, Sandra rules.
You just wouldn't get it.
But I'm like, I'm gonna watch this and picture like Jackson Kristen fucking
Ew.
in Santa Paul's apartment. I'm not actually gonna pay attention in the movie. I'm really like, at what part in this movie did they get turned on?
Yeah, like what part did it all
Literally
start?
nothing. Nothing about that movie is sexy, so I don't know.
Oh my God. That's funny. But like, what do you think? Like, why do you think that there was just parts that they omitted or that Tom omitted and told Raquel to omit? That he thought that in some world it was going to cause Ariana less pain.
The fucking in the house thing.
And the Mexico thing, because she was also in Mexico, obviously.
Those things are hurtful, but you've already hurt her more than you ever. You can't hurt her anymore. Like she already knows that there were like all of her suspicions that she's ever had about other women who I'm. She's Ariana. She's asked him about any fucking random rumor or suspicion that she's ever had about another girl. And if he's saying no, it's bullshit, then she's gonna believe him. But for some reason, he thinks, like, I don't know why he thinks that that's protecting her because it's not, it's lying to her more, which is
Yeah,
more
it's
hurtful. And all the damage has been done. It literally, you could be like, we also fucked a Mexican, and she'd be like, okay.
Yeah, that's
You
what I'm
know?
saying. Like, it's like, why are we just like picking and choosing like parts of the story to leave out? I don't know, because just like the whole thing is
And the house,
fucked up
it's
and
like
hurtful.
the show, like the dipped out of it all, blew your cover. So why are you still lying about that?
Yeah.
And then even the way that he lied when he's like, did you guys hook up that night? Absolutely not. It's like, well, the way you just answered that is a lie.
Yeah, it was
Like,
just, yeah, again, like the body
so
language and
definitive. It's like,
yeah.
also, I don't know if anyone else like thought about this or if this is just me, but you know how Schwartz has like different personas every season, or Sandoval has different personas every season. Like sometimes he has highlights and now he has a
Yeah.
mustache and like those
Yes.
things. He's also doing this thing this season where he wears man jewelry and sits with his legs crossed. He's always sitting with his legs crossed. He never did that any other season.
And I guess I never noticed it. I mean, like,
All,
I
even in his
obviously.
confessionals, his legs are crossed.
Oh. I mean, I
And the
obviously,
whole
like.
reunion, his legs are crossed. It's like
That's
a new
something for a
persona that
body
he
language
has.
expert
Yeah, and we need to get
to unearth.
that.
Yeah, I don't know that much. I mean, obviously, I have, like, realized that his style has drastically changed over the years, which is fine. I always just thought, like, this is just, like, who he always was, but now he has like the money to dress like it. I don't know.
By the way,
Whatever.
can we talk about this comment from like I think Reunion One where he's hating on James Kennedy and he goes, "You say you're an artist, you've had the same haircut for 6 years." It's like, "Huh? So you think that because you change your look that that makes you an artist when James Kennedy looks fucking
Yeah.
fire all the time and
It's
doesn't have
working
to change
for
his
him.
like what artists do you know that change their look every single year unless they're trying to make it and their looks aren't working for them?
Yeah.
AKA you.
Right. Yeah, because Tom is just fucking lame.
And that fire hydrant comment. I didn't understand that one either. He's like,
Oh, yeah. I didn't
he's like,
understand it either. I was like waiting for it to click and it just like didn't.
yeah, well, yeah, that's what James does. It's a fire. He pees on a fire hydrant, and that's his fire hydrant. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I don't really get it. Did he mean
Was
like mark?
Raquel the fire hydrant?
Did he mean like marking his territory? I don't know. See, I'm like waiting for it to click still, and I'm like lost.
His. That's what I'm like. What I was saying before about like his burns just like not
Just don't
hitting,
land.
and
Yeah.
everyone else's were like so fucking perfect. It's like, I bet he doesn't even watch this reunion because he would be too cringe over himself.
I don't know. Like, he's a narcissist,
That's
so.
true. He probably watches it and thinks that he did a great job.
Yeah,
Well, even the first part of the reunion, he walks out like right before throwing his temper tantrum and he's smoking a cigarette between like two cars and he goes, blowing it.
yes. Okay, I didn't. Yeah, while Good as Gold is playing in the background, I didn't even realize that happened until like I saw a GIF of it or something on Twitter the next day, and I was like, how did I miss that? I had to go back and watch it.
Yep.
But yeah, he's because at you know
He
when he's.
knows he's fucking it up.
Yes, because as he's coaching Raquel, you know, he's also like preparing himself. He's rehearsing himself. He has lines and just like points to hit on in his own mind. And when that's not coming across, then yeah, he's gonna say, fuck, I'm blowing it.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm blowing it because I'm not spinning this narrative that's going to work for Raquel when she comes on. I need to recoach Raquel because the reunion is not going the way that I thought that it would or that I wanted it to. But, and then that's when he threw his temper tantrum
Yeah.
about not being able to coach her off camera. Like,
I know.
I'm really glad that Raquel got that opportunity to like speak her truth with, even though I don't think it was the full truth. without him there. But question for you, because you mentioned something earlier in the podcast about like the timeline of when that confessional was done. So those after Scandoval confessionals that everybody did, those were after the reunion was filmed?
So I think that it was probably over the course of like those weeks. Like they may have done some before and then they just like need to get some final thoughts. Or Raquel said, "Hey producers, I'm ready to spill some more tea.
Yeah.
So mic me up, sit me down, make a little drink to put next to me on the table, and let's
Yeah.
fucking go."
Because she was
Even though
wearing the
she tried to
same.
lie again, and by the way, that producer, whoever that is, hats off to you, my friend, because he just kept he was like, "Well, you already lied. Like what? Like what's
That's what we're
one?"
all saying. That's what we're all
Yes.
saying about the whole fucking thing. And like, but I still think she's lying because of how easily she lied about that.
I think the things that she came clean about are true. Do I think
No,
that
of
there's
course.
Yeah, but like, do I think that there's more?
Yeah.
Yes. And will we ever find out? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
So
At this point, it's like, how much more can we find out? How much more really
I
matters?
just think it happened before Guys Night. And the reason I think that is because of how much the term Guys Night is being said when people are like, when did it happen? They're like, Guys Night. It's like, that's such a fucking weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what Sandoval is telling everyone to say. And that's what he told Schwartz. And Schwartz is like, hey, he says guys night. But, you know, I found out in
It could
August.
have.
And then Sandoval's like, August. And
And
it's like,
then, yeah, see
but it's
again.
like, Sandoval, how does that affect your narrative whatsoever when Schwartz found out? Like, that whole thing confused me.
Because it was like if every piece of the puzzle doesn't line up exactly the way he wants to, then it's all gonna blow up. Then it just is a domino effect,
Right.
you know?
I need Schwartz to go tell his truth. I need Raquel to go tell her truth. And then I need Sandoval to like burn and drop a fire.
Yes.
But what do you feel about next season? Do you want a next season? What if you do? What do you want from it? Who do you want on there? Like, what are your thoughts?
I, of course, want a next season. I have been a ride or die Vanderpump girl since the very beginning. I watched those fucking flop seasons, 8 and 9.
I was gonna say it's only two, eight,
Yes.
nine. Well,
Yes.
seven. Meh.
That's like when it kind of went down a little bit, but 8 and 9 were
Cause
flops. And I
six
still
was
watched
like,
them from
boo.
beginning to end. And obviously, this was a resurgence. So I want to see the aftermath. I want everyone back. Do I think everyone will come back? No.
Who do
Raquel,
you think wouldn't?
I would be shocked if Raquel came back, only because I just don't think her mental state can handle reality TV. Reality TV is not a space for people like Raquel.
Which
I
is a regular human being, but we don't know that she is one.
Right, but
So
I just feel like the way Raquel operates is not, it's like not, I don't want to say it's not good for TV because she did, like, let's be honest, she did research Vanderpump Rules. That was all Raquel. I mean, you know. But I just feel like it was only this season where she started to like kind of put sentences together, but like she doesn't really have a, like she didn't have a storyline before this, you know? It was
it was
just
just
like,
James.
right, like it's
And it
always
was just
just,
James's cheating.
yeah,
Which, by the
exactly.
way, I hate to like take it back after we're
It's
doing our final thoughts, but Andy did ask James in this reunion about his cheating with Raquel. And then we got a fun flashback of all of the cheating
Every
accusations.
single one.
And the fact that he couldn't just be like, yeah, I fucked them all.
Because
That
he's,
bothers me because it's like you did, James. You
yeah.
did. But I where his mind was probably at was like, I don't want to be as bad as Sandoval. So I'm gonna say no. But it's like that's still not as bad as Sandoval because those weren't
Exactly.
Raquel's friends.
Yeah.
You're just doing what everyone else on this cast has done. Sans
Yep.
Katie.
Yes.
All
Yeah.
Katie has done is what? Motorboat a D.
That's not even true.
Which is, I mean, it probably is, but I don't understand what that even means.
To this day, I have no idea what it means.
You like
Years later, I have no
dry, you
idea.
like stuck your face in someone's crotch when they had their pants on.
Yeah. And then, like,
And then
I
I'm
don't
like,
know.
this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The
So,
fact
yeah.
that Schwartz never cared, like, Schwartz never loved Katie. That's
I
another thing
think,
I can get from this
yeah.
reunion.
I
Because
think
I don't want the
that.
whole reunion to be all about the Scandoval, because we did have a whole season of a show.
Yeah.
But
I
yeah.
think that he did love her as a person, as a friend, but not as
A
anything
lover.
more than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
So
think it was
light.
just kind of a thing of like, it was just a relationship out of like
Convenience.
convenience.
Yeah. It
So.
breaks my heart that she is like, I don't know if I'll ever marry again. Like, whatever. Because it's like, what you had as marriage is literally like not
Yeah,
marriage.
it was a bag of dog shit.
And what you had as a committed relationship is like literally not a committed relationship. Like, it sucks that you were with that for 12 years. And he took your youth, but you're better now for it. You look fucking fabulous.
Oh yeah.
But this
The best she's ever
bob, I've
looked.
never seen someone rock a bob like Katie rocks a
Me
bob.
neither, and I hated it at first, but
Oh, I
I've
love
grown
it.
to love it.
She's gorgeous. I've always thought that. I thought her
Same.
personality was kind of monstrous sometimes.
Yeah, Tequila Katie is a little scary.
But she's always right in what she's saying. As far as Schwartz goes, I don't know
Yes.
about anyone else. She's been a monster to Sheena, and I don't like that. I love my little
No.
Shishu.
Oh my God, little Shishu. Does that nickname has that nickname ever clicked with you? What does that mean? What
It's
like?
just what Lala calls her.
Okay. I
Yeah.
didn't know if that was like supposed to be a play on words because that has okay, but it's
Yeah. That's just
just a
what
little
Lala
thing.
says. And like,
Okay.
I think Lala always has Sheena's best interest in mind too, which is again, like, I think that's what their little beef was last year too with Brock. I think the whole reason they had beef was because Lala cares about her little shishu and didn't want her getting with somebody who might do what Randall did to her. Even though she didn't know Randall did that to her at that point, maybe she
Well,
had some
yeah.
like, inklings or something, but
Right.
now they're on such a good path. They're like besties. If you follow them on social media, they're like, them three are always together. It warms my heart, the three
The
of them,
kids
honestly.
together, the kids are so
They're two of the cute, I'm sorry, Sheena and Brock's kid, Summer Moon.
Summer Honeymoon Davies is gorgeous.
I can't believe she has to live her life with that name because that is so fucking
Oh, it's
Hollywood.
so
She's
Sheena.
so cute. It's insane.
It is.
It makes me want to have kids. But like I don't. But like I
Yeah.
do, but like I don't,
That's a different
If I was gonna
conversation.
have one with that was that cute, yeah, bring it
Yes.
on. Just fast forward to when she's like two.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yes.
so for next season predictions.
I don't know as far as like how the storylines will go. I think it's gonna because I heard that cameras are supposed to pick back up at the end of the month.
Well, they're a summer filming show, so
Right.
they're usually filming by now,
Okay. Right.
or at least this month. It is LA, so they don't have to film in the summer. I'm not
I know.
opposed to them like filming in a different season. Like seasons have changed before. Like Jersey used to always film in the fall. Now they're a summer show.
Yeah.
I want Jersey to start filming in the fall again. I really miss that Jersey fall. I
Me too.
really miss that.
Same.
But so Lala said on Watch What Happens Live that she has talked to everybody but Raquel and Sandoval. And she
Yeah.
says she has talked to Schwartz. He reached
Yeah.
out to her for like the anniversary of her father's death. And she said like that meant so much to her. And like that kind of thought into something is like something that she takes into consideration and all that stuff. So, and she is like besties with Katie. Katie shares custody of the dogs, which I have to laugh every time I say that. I understand it's a real legal thing. But it is funny. So them all, like Schwartz could do, some serious apologies to Ariana, which I think she would accept if he was like, I am so done with him. He fucked me over too. I didn't know what all these things. I think she could eventually come around. But then it's like, are Sandoval and Raquel in the picture as far as filming goes? Like, what do we think about that?
I want them back because I want to see the aftermath. I want to see how now they fit into the circle of people. I want to see a focus on something about her. I don't want to focus on Schwartz and Sandy's. I don't really want to focus. I mean,
On
sir,
her.
I mean, we gotta a little bit, that's just.
Well, do we? Because Charlie got straight up left the fuck out of the reunion, and she was supposed to be a cast member.
Yeah, but I'm fine with Charlie popping in and out. That's fine
I
with
mean, me
me.
too, but it's funny to me that it's like she would have been a part of the reunion somewhat, and so would Christina Kelly. But this whole thing happened, and it's like, oh, those people are because they were like technically cast members. They were in the cast photo.
Yeah, I'm just ready for, I don't know, I'm ready for anything. I mean, I just think all of us need to accept that this was the peak. This was it. It will never be this good again. We will never have anything like this again, where just like the whole Bravo fandom comes back together. If we do have this again, it would be amazing. I don't know how or when or where this would happen, who it would involve. But I don't want to go in. I don't want everyone to go into season 11 being like, okay, here we go, like another great season, because it might
Yeah, we
not
have
be that.
to. We can't. There's never been a show, Vanderpump or otherwise, on Bravo, who has come off of such a high and had an even higher high. You got to have those seasons after. But what I will say is with Vanderpump, they always come around because season two, we ended on a fucking high. But there wasn't, Instagram was barely a thing back then, if
Yeah,
anything.
it was like just starting
I
to
don't even
like
know if it was a thing. It was maybe a thing in season three.
I
And it was
just
back when we all had those like weird filters and like took pictures of like, Railroad.
was season yeah season three was when they
The
all went
Instagram war?
yes
Yeah.
yeah when it was like they were doing like the don't be seen
Yes.
heard.
Sassy and like Ariana. Yeah. So that was like, but season two, like, so that social media wasn't so much a thing. So when season two is the slap hurled around the world, the admit the like Kristen admitting that she fucked Jax. Season three was like the first season with Sandoval and Ariana as a couple. And then, it kind of was, it was still great without any like bombshell kind of drama besides,
I agree.
Schwartz constantly cheating on Katie until season six. And I thought things were kind of, I thought season five was a little bit of a dud, and that was the wedding season of Katie and Tom.
Oh, I loved it still.
But then season six happened, and that's the Jackson Faith season. And so it was like rebirthed for me again. And then season seven, I think it was like the Jackson Brittany wedding season. And no matter what, I'm going to hate that because I don't like either of those individuals. Especially Brittany. I just think she's just as bad and has a disguise with a country accent.
Oh, I think that Jax and Brittany will come back next season, though. They are scraping their way back
They are like,
to
yeah, they're hitting up every single stop on the press tour, the podcast
Oh my
tour.
God. It's like
They opened up
enough
their own
already.
podcast. It's like they're cashing
Yeah.
in on the
Yes.
drama of Vanderpump Rules, as they should. Listen, I'm not
Yeah.
out here saying money is offered to you, you should say no.
Right.
So fine. I'm just not going to listen to their podcast.
Yeah, right. I don't know if they'll like come back as like full-time people, but I do think that they'll definitely make some appearances.
Yeah.
They're definitely gonna be talking about the aftermath with whoever will want to talk to them
Well, it
about
will
it.
make sense for them to come back because the girls are still friends with Brittany. And that will be kind of like Schwartz's only friend.
Yeah, and Jax really wants to look like the good guy. He really wants to redeem himself.
I don't even know if he
But
wants to look like
without
the good
trying,
guy.
though.
Yeah, I don't even know if he wants to look like the good guy, to be honest. I think that he just wants to be like validated that like
Yes.
I wasn't the worst. Like they're
Yeah.
all they like it's like what Kristen used to say all the time. Everyone's fucking done the same thing as me. Why am I getting punished for doing the same thing that everyone else is doing?
Yeah.
And back when I was watching, I was like, that's such a good point.
I know.
You're literally
It's
all doing
true.
the same thing as her. Why is nobody else getting treated like her? LVP is why.
Yes, LVP is why, and also because she's a girl.
Yeah,
That's
and she is crazy, but like she was
no doubt
always
about it.
right.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like Lala. Like, yeah, Lisa, you can say Lala is like aggressive and all of these things towards people and like a quote unquote bully, but she's right.
It's
And
true.
Kristen's kind of never been wrong, which is kind of wild.
It's true. Neither are the Jacks. That's been something that's been hard to come to grips with. But
I mean, no, but you knew Jax was right back then. You knew that. No, you didn't. You were a Miami girl denier.
I was because. Because as hard as it is to admit, Tom Sandoval and Ariana, but Tom Sandoval was my favorite. I
Yeah.
rode hard for Sandoval. I
No, that's
really liked
fine.
him. I found him I'm not even gonna say, I'm not even gonna go into it. I just really, really liked him. And I still obviously really love Ariana,
I
and
think
I
you
love
can,
them
it's fine
together.
to go into it because I think a lot of the audience understands and relates to that because
Yeah,
I used
absolutely.
to like him too.
Listen, I found him, then fine, I'll go into it. I
Yeah.
found him to be incredibly charming. I thought he was funny. I liked how goofy he was. I liked just like his charisma and that he was like artistic and like
He was authentically
cool. And
himself all the time.
yes, and like at the
We thought.
time, he was like a really good friend to everyone. Like for the most part, like he was really, really willing to like go that extra step to like make sure his friends were taken care of, make sure they were
Remember
okay.
when in season three it was Sheena's birthday party and like somebody ran into her and she like, was super fucking dramatic and like thought that her foot was broken.
Oh yeah.
And he sent her because it was because him and
Oh,
James
the
Kennedy got
crime
in a fight.
video.
He sent her the crying video. That was like the most Tom Sandoval thing back then that I ever thought could have existed. And it was so funny, but it was like, it was sweet. It was like, oh my God, he cares so much and regrets so much that he's in such a fucking weird way
He's gonna
setting up
send,
a
yeah,
video
this
to
low
cry
quality.
to sh and then send it to Sheena.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And that was someone who I was a huge fan of.
Then he's gonna say that like him and Sheena weren't like besties, like.
I know.
Or she doesn't have like a right to like feel hurt. Like Sheena is the ultimate best friend in this whole entire situation for being like, Ariana, I'm gonna like Sandoval was one of my best friends. I'm done with him for
Yeah.
you.
Sheena is just truly, I mean, she is loyal to a fault, but
To a fault.
yes, I
Have you
do
heard of
believe.
Spot the Penguin?
Oh my God, I forgot
The
about
Apple
that.
Watch.
The oh my God, yeah, the list goes on and
See, so
on.
there are similarities to me in like Sheena and Raquel in the men validation
In
thing.
the way that they want to be liked by everyone too. Yeah.
But at
I
least Sheena wants to be liked by the girls too. She cares about the girl friendships too.
Now she
Raquel could give
does.
two shits.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. Well,
Yeah, so next season, everyone needs to come back.
whatever
I
they give me,
just.
I'll eat it up, I'm sure. I just like don't have any solid predictions right now just because it's still really fresh.
Everyone's talking about like old people coming back. Like, I don't need their opinions and voices. I really don't. Like, Kristen is the only one I would want.
And
'Cause
like,
she has a little bit of like insight as to the Tom of it all.
yeah.
Stassi, I don't care. They've never gotten along. Brittany and Jax, no, thank you. Like, if you are going to bring back an OG, Kristen is the only one that I would accept.
Don't know, I have a hard time with with Stassi and Kristen just because of
The
the
faith
reason why
stuff.
they got kicked off the
I agree
show.
with that. Yeah.
And people just like really tend to forget history. And I'm like, guys, like they got kicked off a show,
They got fired for a
yes,
reason.
for a terrible reason.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, and that didn't get talked about enough.
no,
Yeah.
but yeah. Yeah, what a wild ride we've been on. I'm glad that I can go to bed peacefully now and not worry that I'm missing things that are going on while I'm sleeping. This really reminded me of like my One Direction days where I would like go online. There would be like things like constantly happening. Like everyone was just like so united. So it was kind of nice to
I
relive
don't
that.
remember. I wasn't a One Direction girl.
Oh, I mean, I was like deep in it. I had like a whole One Direction Twitter. I was very dedicated. I was like very
Wow.
feral. Yeah.
I was in college, I think, or outside of college when One Direction came out. But I had friends who were like, I would go to their houses that like they owned as adult women, and they had One Direction calendars.
Yeah.
And I was like, are we doing this? Are we
Yeah.
do we love One Direction?
Yep, we do. But
Which
this,
is their music was fantastic. And now
yeah.
like Harry Styles, like give it to me all day long. And I love Niall. And I like
Yeah.
that one Zayn song that he had with Taylor Swift, I really liked. So I'm like, I guess I loved One Direction. I just didn't know it back then.
See? But yeah, like being on One Direction Twitter was like Scandoval times a million. It
Was
was like
worse.
not like worse in the sense of like everyone was like
Oh, it was
attacking
just
people.
constant.
Just like the camaraderie between everyone, you
Oh.
know, like things were just like always happening and like there was always something to talk about.
Oh, I'm so
So
glad I missed that.
yeah, it was just
Funny.
it just kind of reminded me of that. But this was, you know, obviously a little volatile, a little
Yes.
distressing for me personally. But
Yes, and all of us listening, right? Like we're all exhausted. But we all silently want more. So, you guys listening can all like bond with us and know that we're out here too.
Yes, we are in the trenches. We are
Yes. We're gonna be
just
here next season, because it already
absolutely.
got renewed. So
Yes.
something's happening. It's just the contracts of specific people aren't renewed yet because they haven't decided if they're coming back yet.
I mean,
So.
I feel like everyone besides Raquel will come back. Like I said, I'd be shocked if she came back.
I
So,
need I think I need her to. Otherwise,
I need her to too, but
like otherwise I don't know what I'm watching.
yeah.
Although I was pretty excited about this season pre-Scandoval, honestly.
Me
I was
too.
like, "Oh my God, Lala's single, Katie's single, like let's do it." And
Yes.
without the Scandoval, I think it still would have been good.
That's what I tell everyone too. I'm like, even without this whole thing, it still would have been a really great season. But this just was a little extra treat.
What if it what would it, what if it had come out after the reunion? As
then
he
cameras
quote
would have picked
unquote
back up
planned.
right away. Yeah, it would. Oh God, I don't even want to. I don't even know. It would be a mess. But
I just don't even think that he was telling the truth when he said, like, that's what their plan was. Like, I don't,
I mean,
without
was there
the,
ever really a plan? Probably not. We'll never
probably to,
know.
he was probably telling her for sure that there was a plan, but like,
Was there
with
though?
Sandoval, I think once things get away from sneaking around to relationship, it only has so much life to live after that. And then he gets bored.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, well,
You
this has
guys, we could
been,
talk about this
I
forever.
know, truly.
So we'll have to
But
let you go because you're tired of it. As much
I
as we are.
am a little tired, to be honest. I'm ready to put it to bed. I am. But
We
I'm really
have
glad that
to.
we could do this.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Anytime you want to talk Bravo, just you got my
Girl, I
number.
always want to talk Bravo.
I
You have the podcast platform. Bring me on anytime
know.
anything good is happening. OC is looking good so far. It's been
I'm
literally one
excited.
episode.
I'm excited for that to play out.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, this chapter is closed and
Thank God.
I'm a better person for it. Or maybe I'm worse. I don't know. Maybe I'm more mentally ill than I was at the beginning.
I think I'm more self-reflective,
Yes, definitely.
which I think could be positive. So,
Right.
thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all of you listeners who are experiencing this, post-scandal trauma that
Yes,
we
and us just
are. We are in
rambling.
this together.
Yeah. Well, you guys know where to find us at on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the streets. And I don't know, yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
This has been a long one.
Well, I'm just gonna say to you guys, if you listen to this podcast now or ever or repeatedly, it's such an easy thing to support your podcasters by just going on their platform or wherever you listen, give them a rating, give them a review. It's so impactful and so easy to do. So please go do that for Popping Off About Pop Culture.
Yes, everyone listen to Megan. All right, we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.